Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances, absolutely brilliant by the founding fathers, and one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Man, do we got a lot to cover on today's broadcast. First, a quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked about a panel that voted 13-1 to give vaccines to two groups first. They say healthcare workers and nursing home residents. And my concern about that is I don't know that I want to experiment on the frontline workers. That sounds incredibly dangerous to me. I know you would say if you believe in the vaccines, well, they need it first, Sam. I get that. I understand that, but I'm not comfortable with that, right? What if the first line who take the vaccines, what if things go wrong? What if there's mass problems with the vaccinations and you make your front line sicker than dogs? And or what if the vaccine spreads the COVID? Then you've got your first line spreading the virus. See, I know they want you to believe it's safe and effective already, but they've circumvented all the safe and effective checks. So we don't really know. And then infecting all the elderly, the most vulnerable among us, not counting babies, concerns me greatly as well. Because you got to kind of ask yourself, I thought we were supposed to protect the most vulnerable among us. Do the vaccines that are experimental protect the elderly? The people at most risk? In this case, it's even more so than babies, right? I don't know how to respond to this at all. Nevertheless, there you have it. Very concerning, in my opinion. They say the vaccine will appear in Utah within a couple of weeks. So expect it to be at a theater near you, I guess, huh? The U.S. Justice Department has not found evidence of election fraud that could have turned the result of the elections in 2020. Attorney General Bob Barr told the Associated Press. Now, here's what I find interesting. Why would you write a headline that says we don't find evidence of fraud that could overturn the election? That means he's finding evidence of fraud, doesn't it? He didn't say there's no fraud. He said there's no fraud that's enough to overturn the election. Does that concern you at all, folks? I really got to wonder. Wow. Trump lawsuit presents video evidence of Democrat votes for cash vote scheme. Yeah, I guess Native American votes might make a difference in some battleground states. I guess in Nevada and Arizona, other places, they've found scandals relating to Native American votes now. But again, the mainstream press doubles down and continues to say no proof. And they say shocking revelations of fraud. Yeah. In Arizona. Wow. That's Matthew Staver. So who do you believe, Matthew Staver? Or do you believe the attorney general who says there's no fraud? How about the hearings? Were you able to watch any of the hearings yourself? Right? You think there's fraudulent things going on? What I don't understand about this is how do you know who to believe here? It's so obvious that there's vote fraud, but they keep claiming there's none. All right, second hour, we had our guest on, Eric Moutsos. EricMoutsos.com is his website. And we talked about the incredible event going on this Saturday evening at Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah. There will be two in-person showings, one at 6 p.m., one at 7:30 p.m. They will be free. They will be showings of the non-essential film that Eric and others have created. The film's called Non-Essential. Nonessentialfilm.com to learn more. But if you go to the Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah. There'll be two showings, one at 6 p.m. Saturday night, the 5th, one at 7:30 p.m. So be available for that if you can. It's free. Explosive Dominion evidence is being shown everywhere. But, of course, the mainstream press in bed with the Justice Department continues to say, nothing here. Move along. U.S. Congressman-elect Burgess Owens hangs out with Eric Moutsos as well. They have a great conversation. We also talked about the YouTube video. COVID-19 restrictions take parents away from their dying baby. Michelle Stone speaks out boldly on YouTube in an interview with Eric Moutsos. We mentioned it and highlight that. Yeah, I guess treason from within. A three-star general pushes Donald Trump to use emergency powers, calls on president to honor his oath of office and beat the deep state. Now folks are openly calling for the president to enact martial law, limited martial law, don't you know? Now, I'm not personally for the plan. We also talked about the China Connection, parent company of Dominion Voting Systems, received $400 million from Swiss investment bank, 75% owned by the communist Chinese. Of course, there's no proof or evidence of vote fraud whatsoever, don't you know? Outlaws, we talked about defiant French priests. Break lockdown rules to keep churches open for all. In my opinion, those are those are French heroes, I guess. Franklin Graham, quote, vote against demonic agenda in election or Georgia election systems. This is not just a political issue. It's a moral and a biblical issue. I agree with that. Franklin Graham's exactly right. U.S. newspapers, believe it or not, got paid millions to publish Chinese propaganda. The Wall Street Journal and the L.A. Times both got a bunch of cash for advertising campaigns. Yeah, you wonder why the communist Chinese aren't telling the truth. You also wonder why the American papers aren't telling the truth also. Florida teen repairs tattered American flag. This teen's autistic, I guess, but learned to use a sewing machine very effectively. I guess the teen is autistic, but at the same time been taught by his dear mother to be very patriotic indeed. You got to love that. That just gives you hope in your heart for the country, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Got a sad tale for you, Kurt. Prolific author and free market economist Walter Williams died on Tuesday at the age of 84.
Well, you're right, Sam. I just thought you might say something more about him. I know we've...
I was going to let you go first since you've quoted a lot of his columns and brought a lot of his columns up. I have some things to say, but I thought I'd let you go first, sir.
Thank you. We've, you know, used a lot of his info. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with him, he is a black, as they would say, American now, or black. I don't know. I'm not even sure all the different lingo exactly, but he's a black man that's, you know, was very patriotic, understood the value of America, and so many times he would teach us so many good things in so many of the writings he did. In fact, I've got several, you know, at least one on my, you know, to-do list to go over that was before he died with you, Sam.
Yeah, that, in other words, this guy died with his boots on, standing for the Republic, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Anyway, we'll get to that. My comments are, you know, this guy didn't let race affect anything, didn't play the race card in terms of acting like he was held down by an evil country that hates him or any of those things. He worked together for, in my opinion, our joint sacred cause. All right, this prolific author, this guy was brilliant, ladies and gentlemen. He was smart as could be. But you got a prolific author, you got a free market economist, Walter Williams died at 84. I mean, this guy was writing incredible columns. His mind was with him till the end. I mean, this guy, in my opinion, is an American modern-day hero, really. It reminds me of people like Ben Carson or, you know, Candace Owens. And we can go on and on and on and on about the different people that are making a difference in the country. And this guy, I'm telling you right now, got it done. You know, it wasn't about black or white for him. There was no battle over any of those, what do you want to call them, Kurt, fault lines? Or I don't know what you want to call it, efforts
yeah,
to divide.
Yeah, he was just an American, and, you know, he called his thing a minority view, as a lot of times what he'd title his commentary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and...
So the
and,
point is the minority view is not just what the mainstream tells you it is.
That's exactly
he boldly
right.
spoke out for what he believed it to be. And interestingly enough, he, along with we, agree. Kurt, let's make that point clear as could be, too.
Great point, Sam.
Because this guy was for reals. He put his money and his time and his effort and his, I don't know, blood, sweat, and tears where his mouth was on this thing, for sure. So anyway, our prayers are with him and his family. In my opinion, on one hand, it's a great loss for us. On the other hand, heaven gains another patriot. That's a blessing and a half. But you also wonder from the other side, meaning we believe there's life after this life, okay? So on the other side, after this life, you wonder how much Walter Williams can look back and help us. And if he'll actually have more ability and more capability or influence or whatever you want to call it there than he did here. Wouldn't that be cool?
The runner on third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on. Strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids. Long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked to
hear
that.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Man, a lot happened yesterday in the news. I'll tell you that, Kurt.
Well, yeah. I don't really know if we have time to go over that. But, you know, there at least, ladies and gentlemen, if you're unfamiliar with it, there was a big rally. Well, they called it a press conference rallies, whatever, in Georgia. That featured Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, and, you know, they had, since we were talking about Walter Williams, there were some young up-and-coming Walter Williams types. There were like three of them with them on stage. One is either a senator or a representative from that state, from Georgia, a very impressive gentleman, and a couple others. players that are working.
Yeah,
with,
it was a big old long deal. Sidney Powell's there. Lynn Wood was there. Several different up-and-coming Republicans that were tremendous. Anyway, there's a lot to that. It was a big old long hour and a half presentation. So we'll get to the details of that, hopefully, in the next couple of hours. Meantime, we got Brian Rest with us. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, guys.
Oh, we're doing fantastic, sir. All right, let's do a gold and silver honest money report. What's gold looking like?
1834 this morning.
Even, huh?
Yeah.
1834 even. All right, silver?
2420.
What do you think of that, Kurt? It's down quite a bit, huh?
Well, yeah, or so the fix is in, right? You know,
yes, sir.
I mean, at least that's one of the main things that I keep reminding myself. I remember that spoofing is the term they use when they figure out, hey, we'll change the numbers kind of behind the scenes. And, you know, in the days now that we live with all this vote fraud and all that kind of stuff, you go, man, there's spoofing going on everywhere, with the big banks who, in the past, I think it was Chase, if I remember right, got that big old fine from the federal government. Of course, they probably made, a whole bunch more money than they got fined. I don't really, what I'll bet if I ask Brian and the price of silver, so tell me again the price of silver, Brian.
$24.20.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. So if I want to go and get an ounce of silver right now from you, how much is it?
You're going to pay probably around 28.
Yeah, so in other words, the price they're telling you isn't the price that it really is.
Well,
right?
It's the spot price, so you got to discuss spot price versus retail price. That's, and then you got to really start to ask yourself another question. What if all of a sudden they took out the paper trading instantly? In other words, the fake news manipulated paper trading. What would the price be the very second they did that, Brian?
Oh, shoot. I think we're back to around that 39, 40, maybe close to $50 range, probably.
Yeah, I think it'd even be more than that because people wouldn't people wouldn't be able to deliver. And when people deliver, then the panic sets in. So I think temporarily the price would go belligerently sky high per panic. And then it might drop back down to a reality check. I agree with all that, but nevertheless. All right, Kevin Montana wants to ask a quick question. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Sam. Forgive me for being off topic here, but
we don't do off topic stuff. That just proves you're completely not paying attention. All right, go ahead, sir.
You were talking about homeless people, and I didn't hear the interview with Michelle, but I heard you talking about it with Sheriff Richard Mack. What do you? A couple things. I've heard stories now where people can't afford rent. Or they just want to save money. They can afford it, but they just want to save money, and it's just one person. And so what they'll do is buy a camper and live at a KOA campground for, I think, $800 a month or something. But here's another problem. A, those trailers are expensive, depending on what kind. I've seen some really luxurious campers out there. But then you've got these tiny homes, which I think are a ripoff because – they seem like, you pay about $600 in rent or, whatever, but you've got to find property to put it on. Well, someone's going to want their piece of the pie, unless it's someone that's a real good friend or a relative that has pity on you or whatever. And it costs a lot of money to do a accessory drilling in your backyard.
Let's take a step back to your question here for just a second. Because, in Utah, they've been talking about rent prices going through the roof and what a problem it is, despite the pandemic, but with the pandemic, it's even made worse. And so, Brian, let's take a step back and talk about, if we're talking about constitutional currency, gold and silver, what we're talking about is an asset-based economy. We're talking about real assets, in other words, physical things. It really relates to property and intrinsic value. And I bring that up because land's in the same category. Let's start there with Kevin's question.
So, your question to me is what's going on based on
on.
Yeah, I mean, you got the same manipulations of gold and silver being suppressed as you do land being arbitrarily increased.
That's right.
But so yet they're all commodities, or they're all, you know, asset-based reality, right?
Exactly. So realistically, so what is your buying power? I mean, you look at the buying power. What? So your cost based on your buying power, obviously things have increased. You have to pay more. The rents have kind of skyrocketed through there. And yet your dollar, if you talk about your paper dollar in those economics, your dollar has no value, hasn't had much value. So people can't afford, you know, what they may have years and years ago. They can't afford to even pay rent because that dollar buying power just isn't there. And that's where we had said protecting the paper through the metals, because your metals still have that buying power. That $20 gold piece still gets me, you know, good buying power. And I think you look at kind of what's going on. People just can't, you know, your wage has really increased. And in that wage, you know, you don't have any buying power with it. You got to work twice as hard. You got to work more hours to get any kind of, you know, the monetary or paper, so that you can afford these things that continue to climb. I mean, you look at products off the shelf in the grocery stores and all these things. So things are crazy, you know, and people are trying to figure out life, which is not very easy for a lot of people.
And let me add to this, and then we'll have Kurt respond as well, Kevin, because I think you bring up an interesting question, at least when it comes to honest money. If you say that a fiat dollar, a paper dollar, is worth, I don't know what you want to call it being worth, but let's say that it's worth, I don't know, 3 cents. Because a silver dollar is, say, worth $30. And then you got to say the government puts the dollar on both of them, right? The Treasury puts dollar on the constitutional silver dollar, which I call a real dollar. And then you got the Federal Reserve, puts a dollar on their money. Will the honest money person please stand up? But the reason I bring this up is to say this. When you talk about rent, let's say rent costs a single person, you know, $700. That's in fake money. How much is it in real silver eagle silver dollars? And the answer is you got to take that number, 700, and divide by 30. What's $700 divided by 30, Kurt?
Well, it's going to be like 35, you know. Well, I mean, right there, right?
No.
30 times 35 would be 700. Right.
30 times 35 is 700. Not for me.
Oh, wait.
So 25. I'll do it this way with a calculator. I asked Kurt because it's hard for me to write notes and do the calculator all at the same time. I'll do the calculator. 700 divided by 30. It's really easy.
23.
$23. So rent is really 23.
$23.33.
Yeah. So it's really like 23 bucks a month for rent in honest money. Now, is that out of control? I don't think so. So what's really out of control? And the answer is the dishonest fake news money we're talking about. How does that relate to rent for the average Joe? Well, they only get paid in the dishonest money, right? No wonder it's hard to handle all that, Kevin. So that's my response. Kurt, you want to respond?
Well, you know, and the other thing to throw into this issue, at least, is the control of land and the control of, like, zoning laws and all this other baloney. I heard one report where in Salt Lake City they were touting how they put together this new housing project, and a certain amount of it is protected for low-income housing applicants or whatever. And made me think of our guest Becky Akers that comes on often from New York, and
she'll be on next hour about how.
Yeah, that's right. She tells about how in New York they have rent control. So in other words, you know, people that own buildings that want to rent them out to people, they really can't raise the rent. So, hey, do they ever improve the property or anything like that? No, they don't. And it's just, you know, government control of things just screws it up.
Amen to that. Thanks for your comments, Kevin. We'll let you fly. We'll come back and continue to respond. But Utah has an interesting headline in the KSL News Radio section on their website. Despite the pandemic, rent in Salt Lake City continues to rise. Dishonest money is the reason why.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Your USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supporters of a Staten Island, New York bar owner gathered in front of the business Wednesday to protest his arrest this week for disobeying China virus restrictions and refusing to close his doors.
USA! USA! USA!
Around 60 people assembled in front of Max Public House in Staten Island after its co-owner Danny Presti was taken away in handcuffs Tuesday night. President-elect Joe Biden warned America another 250,000 Americans will probably die from the coronavirus in the next 60 days.
But understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January. You hear me? Because people aren't paying attention.
Science disputes that fact, as America has one of the lowest mortality rates in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Fortune 500 company Hewlett-Packard Enterprises is moving its world headquarters from California to the Houston area. The move by the tech giant will mean thousands of jobs for the area when it opens in the spring of 2022. HP CEO Antonio Neri said, "As we look to the future, our business needs, opportunities for cost savings, and team members' preferences about the future of work. We are excited to relocate HPE's headquarters to the Houston region." A dive boat captain was charged in one of the deadliest maritime disasters in recent U.S. history. On Tuesday, a federal grand jury indicted 67-year-old Jerry Boylan on 34 counts of seaman manslaughter. Each count can carry 10 years. According to reports, the Conception boat went down on Labor Day 2019 after some lithium-ion batteries allegedly caught fire while they were being charged. Boylan and four crew members were able to escape, while all 33 passengers and one other crew member died in the blaze. Boylan is expected to surrender to federal authorities in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Crosby, Brian Rust, RustQuitAndGift.com. You want a friend in the coin business? You got it. RustQuitAndGift.com. There's a note on their website that says, "Hey man, ain't type business is so good. We're having trouble answering all the phones, but be patient. We're doing our very best." You got to like that, huh, Brian?
There you go.
All right, let's talk about this. So I'm saying that, hey, you know what? Dishonest money is a lot of the reason that price rent controls or, you know, rent pricing is so out of control in Salt Lake City and other places. Kurt brings up a wise point that it has a lot to do with rent controls and regulations and zoning and all kinds of other government manipulations. But it also has to do with the federal government controls, what, 80% of the land in Utah or some odd crazy number like that? And, they, you know, they don't let you develop it or, you know, use it. And so we're all living on a small sliver of the land and fighting over the little droppings we get. And so that's part of the problem as well. But I think dishonest money is the greatest reason that inflation happens. It's the hidden tax, and it's really based on dishonest money. Kurt, you want to start there?
Well, yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, and when you think about it, it's like now during this time of year, I sell, of course, the raw honey, and then I also sell pine nuts. And I've seen some people come by and they're like, "Well, $20 for a bag of pine nuts? It's only that much?" And I'm like, yeah. I remember when my mom and dad bought a house for $5,000, the same house now would be, you know, $200,000-$300,000, something like that. And most of us just figure something's wrong, but we don't really put our fingers right on the tip of the fact that we got the Federal Reserve and the dishonest money system. And, you know, lately I got some more of those silver certificates from Brian, and you know, I see some of them that from 1957, which would be the year before I was born, and a silver certificate, a dollar silver certificate, that at that time you could trade for a silver dollar. You know, I mean,
by the way, is there a law against like trading it now?
Well, no, I don't think so.
You roll right into the treasury, they, go into Washington,
what I mean
D.C.
is,
trade that sucker.
I've heard people when they take them in that all they do is give them, they want to give them a Federal Reserve note, you know, a clean, crisp one, you know.
But it doesn't say that you get a Federal Reserve note. What does it say it is? What's it redeemable for?
Well, it says it's redeemable in one in silver at the, you know. That's
so, you know, you need to basically get a you know, GoPro cam, Kurt. You need to roll to the Washington District of Criminals, buddy. You need to mount that camera, you know, get up there and go in there and, you know, do it and put that sucker on YouTube and let it go viral and say, will the real news people please stand up and cover this with me? You fake people, don't apply, please, because we're only interested in the real news. And so you got to do that, Kurt. You can get us a lot of coverage, buddy.
Yeah, or head to the local branch of the Federal Reserve in Salt Lake City, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't have as near the dramatic impact here. Come on.
That's true. That's true.
You got to start selling honey on the streets of D.C. too.
Yeah, good point.
Well, that would help cover your trip, wouldn't it, Kurt?
Yeah, except for that shipping and everything to get it there, you know.
You can sell some of that.
Van. The honey van rolls out.
You sell some of that rhodium. It's at $15,800. And you're set. You can.
It's a great point, you know.
Kurt, I mean, selling rhodium, you go on the road to broadcast, you know, live for you from the exposing the fraud in the District of Criminals live, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think of that, Brian?
Hey, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, you know, the government kind of, they didn't want to get out of control or out of their control, so they passed a law there in the late 70s that said that silver certificate no longer had any kind of silver, real silver value, and so that it became kind of part of the swamp, I guess. Or
so when Kurt says he's buying silver certificates, he's not really.
Well, yeah, he's teaching
because
he's
of dishonest because of dishonest government regulations. They have now rendered that to be what, a fake silver certificate.
Yeah,
well,
wow.
These are the real thing, and some of them are from like 1935, and some of them are from
they're the real thing, but only back when the government honored their obligations, Kurt.
That's what I like to ask people when they ask me, well, if I get this, can I get a silver dollar for it? I
say, no, because your government's dishonest, and they broke their agreement, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
they
pretty much what I say.
On their promise. Do you tell them that, Kurt?
I just say, well, that would be if your government kept its promises.
Yeah, right. Couldn't have said it better myself. Amen. But they reneged is the point, and they did so codified by what? The color of law, Brian? Is that what you'd have to call that? Because you can't really renege in the law and just deprive somebody from their wealth, constitutionally speaking, if it's private property or if it's anything else. The government has to appropriately replace wealth with wealth. If they're going to do anything honorable. And so for them to renege or break their promise, I'm not so sure that you can make a law to break your promise.
Yeah,
that
you're
would
right
be unlawful,
here.
My friend.
There you go, unlawful. Isn't
how
that
redneck
what's
am I?
Kind of our Constitution and everything, they just kind of little by little, it kind of reminds in the scriptures, you know, it talks about slowly, slowly, slowly leading you down to hell. And that's kind of, they do this a little slowly here. I mean, we're seeing big, big kind of attempts right now in our media and all the fake stuff that's going on. But realistically, you know, slowly they want to change this and then change that. And I think, you know, all this manipulation and this slowly changing laws and so on, I think is pushing us so that we depend strictly on them to take care of us. I mean, if there's a problem, hey, we'll Band-Aid it. We'll send you another stimulus. Hey, we could print some more money. We can get you some stimulus. Well, as we buy into this, as we keep going into this, and they keep changing these little things to that, now we all become dependent. And at that dependent, they just, you know, as it becomes socialism or whatever, do they just kill us because we stick a flag up, say we don't want that, and we put this up, and, well, we'll just wipe you people right out. You're exterminated. I mean, it's kind of –
you look at this, and that's that slowly leading us down to where we just now we stand in the line for food. We stand, try to get our money out of the bank. As we've seen in other countries, it's just getting ugly. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's why the World Economic Forum says you don't believe in a basic income? Why we should all have a universal basic income, Kurt.
There you go.
Yeah, it's feel-good results, I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
Great point.
Wow.
You know, and the other day when I was in at Russ Coin and Gift, there in Provo, I cruised in. I even bought some nickels, Sam. And,
are they silver nickels?
You know,
so I'm used to the dimes and the quarters. I'm not really familiar with the nickels.
I know. See, that's what I was telling Brian is I don't remember ever getting nickels before. But these are special nickels because on the back of them, it's right above the, what is that? The
Monticello.
Monticello. You can see like a big letter, pretty good sized letter, right straight in the top of it. And those letters indicate the mint, right, Brian?
Yeah, that's right.
And so then if you can see that, and it's, what years are they in between that these work like that?
It was
like the
40s? 42 to 45, the war.
42
era.
To 45. Yep. So, you know, you've got these silver nickels from 42 to 45 that, you know, basically, I guess, you know, we'd sell them for anybody who wants to contribute to Liberty Roundtable. We'd sell them for $2.
Can I ask a clown question, Brian?
You know, nickel for $2. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
How much are one of those nickels?
Well, they sell for about $1. Oh, I don't know, $1.39, $1.50, somewhere in there.
That's right. And you know, Brian can get you boatloads of them, I guess. Right? How many? How many thousand can you get?
Hold on a minute. It takes 20 nickels to get me $1, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
And if I buy 20 of them nickels for $1.30 a piece, then how much dollar nickels cost?
Or no, that'd be $26, right?
I'm so lost.
Well,
10 of them would be 13, and 20 of them would be $1 or $26.
Yeah,
right?
But people need to understand that's $1 in nickels, but it's not $1 in silver because it's not the same ratio, right, Brian? Isn't it like 0.72 or something?
Yeah.
So I don't
you mean the nickel?
But you look at your point, though, that dollar, if you have $1 of nickels, silver nickels, it has value, right?
I mean, it has incredible value, but the point is it doesn't have the same amount of silver as the silver dollar does.
Right. Didn't put as much in it. That's true. They didn't. The amount of silver was
smaller. So let me explain
the silver
this.
Nickels have 0.72
yes,
versus 0.9 in the others. How did you know that, Sam?
Well, let's just talk about it because you're mixing terms, I think, here. Brian, why don't you catch him up?
So 4/4 has 0.72 of an ounce. Your silver dollar, that 1923 silver dollar, has 0.77 of an ounce. You know, and then the nickels, I'd have to think what the nickel is, how much silver is in that nickel.
And then the Silver Eagle silver dollar has how much?
It's an ounce, pure.
In other words, it's 0.99, right?
Correct.
Okay, because it's a troy ounce, and you got to be careful when you talk about ounces versus troy ounces versus 0.72, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, what I'm trying to get at is all the money didn't have the same exact ratios.
Right.
Back in the different days and the different mintings and all that. That's the point I'm bringing up. And so my point is, you say, well, why would I buy a Silver Eagle silver dollar that's got 0.99 troy ounce silver in it for $30 and I can get, 20 nickels for $26? Answer, because it doesn't have as much silver in it. That's why.
Yeah,
and the reality check on that is silver holds its exact value, and that is the point.
Yep.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
So let me summarize and highlight the point again, and then we'll have Brian Rust, RustQuentinGift.com, bust out on this topic here. So the reason I spend time explaining this detail about money and the value of silver and how much silver is in which coins and all that kind of stuff is because, here's my headline for it, honest money is the great truth teller, ladies and gentlemen. And so the reason you can get, you know, 20 nickels that are silver for $26, and the reason that the same dollar in a Silver Eagle silver dollar cost $30 about is because the amount of silver in them are not the same. There's more silver in a Silver Eagle silver dollar than there is in the 20 nickels we're talking about, or 10 dimes or four quarters or, you know, whatever. A dollar isn't always a dollar is the point in terms of actual silver value. But silver, because it's such an honest money standard, okay, you can literally buy the coins and the same reality, give or take, not counting minting and availability and a few small factors, for the most part, silver and gold hold exactly true to their real intrinsic value. And that doesn't really change over time. It might ebb and flow based on availability of a certain coin or whatever. I'm not saying there's exactness in it, but it's remarkably stable in its delivery. And this highlights the proof that I'm, that's why I'm bringing this up, Brian, but honest money becomes the truth teller, really, right?
Yeah, you're correct. And you know, the factor that people need to realize in the metals is we're watching these spikes and these ups and downs and ups and downs. And where do we see all these ups and downs? Well, we see them on the stock exchange and so on, which drives also your spot prices in metals. So your manipulation, they try to manipulate these markets, and they do it how? By paper. Well, which is the false front. I mean, that paper, if they keep unloading paper, you know, as we've seen in history, I mean, you go back and the paper, even though you might have had a billiard in marks, you know, billions of marks or milliard in marks, and even today we see trillion dollars out of Zimbabwe and things like that. Well, paper, even with these high denominations on them, oh, that looks great, and that's huge amounts of money. But in a flash, that paper can be dumped on the street because it doesn't have any, they devalue, so they don't have any real value at all. And yet the metal, physical metal, and that's why we say, you know, you ought to have some physical metal to protect your paper, because the manipulation's done on paper because they can do that and print more. They can't continue to print this gold. I mean, there's only X amount of gold they're mining and refining. So that's why real value is in the physical gold and silver, not so much just the name of, okay, well, on this Federal Reserve note, yeah, it was a silver certificate. But as soon as they wanted to devalue that, they did, and so that manipulation moved that away from the market. And that, you know, instead of, I'd rather have that real silver dollar. And that,
yeah,
that,
so let me make this last point so people understand. Just because there's different amounts of silver in a given coin, that doesn't mean there's dishonesty in those differences. Okay, the reason that they made a silver dime or a quarter or a nickel, kind of a different amount or less silver in it, wasn't for dishonesty reasons. It was for usability reasons, how hard the coin would be. you know, how much you could pass it around versus it getting destroyed and marred and you know, messed up. Some of these other metals, gold and silver and things, are softer metals. They usually put them with harder metals for the usability reasons. However, the point is that it translates into honesty. So a nickel, for example, that has a certain number of silver in it, it derives its own value in relation to a dollar. And yes, right. Silver can ebb and flow slightly. And if you compare it against something else, the truism of the honest money holds true. That's why 5 or 20 nickels can be bought for less than a silver eagle, silver dollar, because there's less silver. So the truism right. stays there, but the portability and the usability increases with that. There was no dishonesty. In fact, the ratios that they put in are proof that they were being honest about it, because you can guarantee what was in it by honor, by honesty, by reality. And that's the whole point, Brian.
Sure. Yeah, you hit it right on. That's exactly right.
So Brian, they have those war nickels is what they call them, I guess. Is that
right.
what they call these?
Right.
And so according to some of the stuff I'm reading, they say they have 35% silver. Now, so is that right?
Yeah.
And so, you know how the nickel is bigger than a dime, right, Sam? And so, which is kind of confusing to most little kids. Like, you know, you should figure that a penny
to me,
should
not
be
little
this.
Kids. Is it confusing to you still?
Well, yeah, it is. But, okay. I mean, a penny should be the smallest. Then the nickel the next size, and then the dime the next size.
Yeah, how smart are we, huh?
And, you know, at least a quarter and 50 cent price. I mean, now the dollar that they tell us, that gold, you know, fake gold dollar, is about the size of a quarter, and so you put that with a 50 cent
piece. It's just a prettier color to make you believe it's worth more. It's gold looking, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a lie. But anyway, it's interesting to me just figure that all out. You know?
Yeah, but so the point is, the dishonesty is not in how much metal is in the coins, because they clearly articulate how much metal. If you're a coin dealer, you understand how much real silver is in any of these given coins, is the point. There's no dishonesty in that at all. The dishonesty is when you pretend there's no difference, and when you put other things compared to those that don't have the same reality value over time, right? So you can buy a house still for cheap, Kurt, if you buy it in gold.
Right.
Yeah, if you use honest money.
You know, how many ounces of gold, how many $20 gold pieces does it take to buy a house, Kurt? Yeah.
Well, yeah, you just got to do your math.
You got to do your $300,000 house, then you got to divide it by how much is gold, $1,834 an ounce?
About
let's say
2,000.
Let's just say they have $2,000.
You know, so there you go. And so all I'm telling you is, when you figure it all out, the honest money still holds its true.
150 or something, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's amazing,
150
huh?
gold pieces. Yeah, there you go.
150 $20 gold pieces, right?
There you go.
So what's 150 times 20, Kurt? Buy a house for like $3,000. There,
$300,000.
Well, you buy it for about $3,000, but you get $300,000 value.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Or whatever you want to call it.
$20.
Your $300,000 fake value there. See, it's pretty cheap, Kurt. And for you, it's only a couple ounces of rhodium, buddy.
Yeah, so you could, right. But you could put, imagine putting your house on sale at on KSL, and you'd put, I don't know, $1,000, you know, for your house or whatever. And then in the fine print, it would read, you know, gold dollars or whatever. Some people would be like, what's up with that, you know? But it's interesting, isn't it, learning about
yes, it is.
Money.
And that's kind of why I highlight this, Kurt, because I want people to really understand money, and I want people to understand the founding fathers and the intrinsic value and the reality of the money was never dishonest at all. It was very transparent, and it was very easy to understand. It's okay that there's not quite as much silver in a silver nickel. You just knew what the value of it was, and people would price things that related to it accordingly.
That's right.
That's why you have a dime store, because by right. golly, one of those dimes would buy quite a bit there, buddy.
That's right.
Brian?
You know, one thing that we, you know, if people understand history, if you look back in history, you know, we say history repeats itself, and you can learn, we can learn from history. Unlike today, I guess millennials want to tear down history and don't want any part of it. But history, you know, we learn from history. I mean, those in the Depression era, those that were losing buildings and losing their industry because they couldn't afford to pay for this building or so on, but yet those, you know, there were individuals who had t- tucked away, silver and gold and so on, who were able to go in and buy up city blocks. You know, New York, it's a buy up city blocks with metal, this metal that was tradable. They were going to lose the building anyway. So they would take the metal and allow their building to go for whatever metal. And these ones that had put away this metal, all of a sudden they became, you know, multimillionaires or whatever as a result of that coming out of that Depression era. They own these city blocks now based on they had metal to buy, not just paper. No one wanted the paper and or didn't even have paper. I think realistically, the Depression, there just was no money out there. And so, you know, it just goes to show you that it has real value and can trade, buy, and it has for history forever.
That's why, ladies and gentlemen, we call it the Honest Money Report with Brian Rust, RustCoinandGift.com, because it's, you know, hey, Honest Money tells the truth, and Honest Money exposes the lies, and Honest Money does a lot of things if you're honest about the discussions and the reality and the truth that it provides. And they've got a manipulated reality ratio between gold and silver right now that's a serious problem. If you're going to buy a house, the question is, would you rather do it in gold or silver, Brian? The ratio is way out of whack. Gold has a, what, much higher than it should value, or does silver have a much less than it should value, right?
Right. Exactly right.
Which is right. Which is more in line with reality, gold or silver?
Well, gold holding on, per se. Silver right now isn't showing the strength because of that manipulation.
Right. In other words, silver should be worth a lot more is what I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Gold is more of a truth teller than silver because they've mined for more silver. They use silver in a lot more things, and they've got a whole lot more future traded on silver based on those realities. As a result, right, silver's manipulated way more than gold at this point. They're both manipulated big time. Rhodium, Kurt's point is well taken, is the least manipulated of all of them right now. But silver's manipulated way more than gold.
Right.
If silver wasn't manipulated so much, what, a silver dollar right now might cost you, what would it be, like $500? No, $300 kind of a range, $400?
Yeah.
Probably $400 range, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, your ratios are just way out of whack. But yet you're exactly right. One thing I wanted to mention kind of quickly is the fact of, you know, the spikes I talked about a little bit in the marketplace. You know, the thing is they scare away, these spikes scare away potential investors to flush out these weak hands, really, because they, oh, shoot, you know, I mean, and you could see it here in the last few days where silver all of a sudden went down to $22, maybe even hit the high 21s, and people say, well, gosh, I bought this at 30, and now it's 21. That market's dropping and crashing. Well, you have to look at the real factor. It's not so much that investment. Yeah, you can make money off the investment, but realistically, these metals are protecting your assets. If you have money in the bank, if you've got IRAs, if you've got other things, that stuff will protect those paper when those things crash and the market's been, you know, your stock exchange or market's been pumped up and manipulated to heights that we've never seen. Well, when that hits the fan and it kind of crashes, you better have something to protect those offsets. I mean, that gives you peace of mind. People aren't going to be jumping off buildings because I lost everything. Well, if you had it in protected in various assets, you're fine. And that's
yes.
The key.
And when we put silver in line with gold right now, silver would be about $100 an ounce. If you put it in line with current gold prices, if you put it in line with what it really ought to be, that's where I'm getting the $200-$400 number, because gold would be triple what it is now too.
Right.
So I'm putting one in line with the other. It used to be a 15-to-20-to-1 ratio is the point.
Yeah.
And that's where
yeah.
I get my numbers from. But if you were to really let it freely float, not be manipulated, not have the futures, then, you know, gold would be like $5,000 an ounce right now. And, you know, silver might be, you know, $400-$500 an ounce kind of a scenario, depending on, you know, 250 to 500, depending on. That's the reality check that you got to have. But understand this. Whether you understand money or not, what you got to really understand is the founding fathers knew that honest money is the great truth teller. And as a result,
Amen.
It provides stability in your financial portfolio. Get your constitutional currency today. RustCoinandGift.com. If they don't answer the phones as quick as you would like, know they're overwhelmed but doing their very best. And be patient for the man who's honest in money, Brian Rust, RustCoinandGift.com. Brian, thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Sam. Kurt, you guys are doing awesome.
Godspeed, brother. There he goes. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Becky Akers with us. We're going to talk all about the elections with somebody who doesn't even believe in elections. How's that, Kurt?
Good job, Sam. Becky Akers on tap.
Liberty Roundtable Live.